Hello everybody, my name is Sadiq. My mother and father, who are from the Caribbean, named me as Marvin Monero. I'm British and I live in London.
Marvin قرأ القرآن كاملا قبل إسلامه وكان يكتب كل ما يتعلمه من القرآن على الهامش.
I'm 31 years of age. I reverted to Islam since 2010. I'm currently working as an electronic and electrical engineer in the building services industry, and inshallah I will be able to travel the world and continue to spread the message of Islam.
لم يكن يتبع دينا قبل الإسلام لكنه كان مؤمنا بوجود إله وخالق لهذا الكون الفسيح.
It's like saying you're walking through the desert, the wind blew in one particular way, the heat heated one particular area, and what y'all behold, there's a mobile phone there. If I told you that's how your mobile phone is created, you would never believe me. So why is it that we are so much more complex than a mobile phone? One cell in our body is more complex than a mobile phone. How can we come to the notion that we was created without a God? So I've always believed in God without faith. Just didn't have a religion to follow at that time.
ما الأمر أو الحدث الذي جعلك تقرأ عن الإسلام؟
It started from when I was at school. I was taught a lot in class about black history, mainly regarding slavery and freedom fighters. This was something along the lines like Malcolm X and Martin Luther King. These, in all respects, are great pioneers, and alhamdulillah, I'm blessed to have such a history and to understand it. So I started reading the Bible directly myself. Even the Quran, I started reading where I started to blossom into Islam. But to answer your question, there wasn't one main event. There was many little steps which I took to find my path as to where I am today. Alhamdulillah. بالقرآن اهتدي في رحبه تحلو الحياة شوقا إلى المولى أتاي أسلمت روحي لله. في أحداث 11 سبتمبر كان مارفن يسير في الشارع وهو يسير مرة على مسجد كان فيه دعوة بالتعريف بالإسلام. دعوه إلى الدخول ففاتهم ثم رجع فدخل إلى المسجد.
Show me the prayer rooms and got me to speak. I believe it was with a sheikh. I was then given a small Quran with no commentary.
وبدأ بقراءة المصحف وافتتح بالفاتحة ثم البقرة حتى وصل للآية والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون.
It was a very powerful ayat for me because it tied up my home life, it tied up my parents, and you could say it made me feel better that they may be reading what we call, when you're, I do engineering, and as an engineer sometimes in books you get first edition, second edition, third edition. And this is almost how Allah's word was sent down. You have the first edition, the second edition, and then you have the third and final edition. And it was just nice to see that they were on the same path to a certain extent as myself. So I was already on my way to Islam without even knowing. And that's why I say sometimes it's funny how you're in the middle of a path or a journey, you don't quite know where you're going until you've got there. And you can look back on your path to see how you got there. Alhamdulillah, I'm glad I reached.
واستمرت قراءته وتدبره في سورة البقرة حتى وصل إلى آية أخرى حفزته للتحدي وقربته للإسلام أكثر.
If you don't believe in me or you want to disprove the Quran, then create a surah or ayat more beautiful than I have portrayed. And you will not be able to do this. And for those who try, you're more than likely going to end up in hell. So to be honest, the first time and the second time I tried to read the Quran, I was trying to punch holes into it. I read the Bible, and the Bible I was able to discredit to a certain extent, and I wanted to do the same with the Quran. But reading this verse prompted me to try and find some form of text or something around which somebody had produced to create an ayat or a single line more beautiful than what had been produced in the Quran. I didn't find it. I still haven't found it, and I'm no longer looking for it. Alhamdulillah.
يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى وإن كنتم في ريب مما نزلنا على عبدنا فأتوا بسورة من مثله وادعوا شهداءكم من دون الله إن كنتم صادقين. فعلا عندما تقرأ هذه الآية تشعر بالعزة والفخر وتستطيع أن تواجه بهذه الآية جميع الناس ولا تخف من الذين يهاجمون القرآن. قل لهم هذا القرآن فأتوني بأخطائه.
Read the book itself. It's to read the Quran and understand it as a whole text rather than individual blocks of text. When you do this, the message of Islam can clearly be misguided and clouded. And this is why nowadays we get a lot of misconceptions about Islam.
في يوم من الأيام سافر الصديق وزوجته المسلمة إلى مصر. وهناك في مصر تعرفوا على شخص بسيط اسمه سامي. وشاءت الأقدار بأن يأتي خبر إلى زوجة الصديق بأن جدها مريض. فطلبت منهم بأن يذهبوا بها إلى المسجد للدعاء له. فأخذهم سامي إلى المسجد.
We went into the masjid and an old sister took my wife to where the sisters pray, and I was taking pictures, and Sammy asked me if I would like to pray as well. I didn't really see the point, but I was interested in to what happens and how we pray. So he said to me, if I want to pray, what I need to do is follow him and try to repeat exactly what he's saying. So I followed him. We made our attention and we started to pray. And as soon as the first time my head touched the ground, I didn't come back up for how long, I'm still unsure. I don't know if I was there for 2 minutes or 10 minutes. I don't know if Sammy prayed all four and then finished. I'm not sure. But before I rose back up, I started to weep. I started to cry. And I didn't feel like I was crying. I felt like I was crying from inside. And it felt like somebody was asking me, Allah was asking me, what am I looking for? What is taking me so long? Prior to going to Egypt, I actually went to Egypt with a Quran in my hand luggage. I was reading the Quran pretty hard with a highlighter pen. I was making notes. Things that I didn't understand, I got on the internet, I read up on. And I felt like Allah, at this present time of me touching my head to the ground, was saying, you found me now, what's taking you so long, what are you looking for?
عندما رجعت إلى بريطانيا هل دخلت في الإسلام مباشرة أم استمر بحثك في القرآن وقراءتك للقرآن ثم أسلمت؟
I didn't revert straight away. I think it was about a year later that I reverted. My aim was to finish the Quran before I reverted. So I read and I read and I asked questions. I met Osman Idris several weekends. We met a few people. They tried to give me dawah. Some was good, some was bad, but I'm very strong-minded and I needed to see it for myself.
عثمان إدريس هو صديق مقرب جدا إلى مارفن وهو صديق من أيام الدراسة. وعثمان إدريس هو مسلم الوالدين ولكنه كان بعيد عن تعاليم الإسلام. وقبل إسلام مارفن بفترة قصيرة التزم عثمان إدريس بتعاليم الإسلام وكان دائما يحث مارفن على نطق الشهادة.
So about a year later, during Ramadan, I reverted. I think I was about two or three surahs before completing the Quran. Osman once again said to me that it was a blessed month for me to revert into. And I reverted and I've never looked back ever since.
لحظة الشهادة عندما نطقت في الشهادة أين كانت ومتى كانت وحدثني عن شعورك وقلبك عندما نطقت بها.
I made my shahada down in Baker Street. I think there's a bookshop called Al Taqwa, and I believe the sheikh there was also called Sami. And he explained to me the importance of making my shahada, and he explained to me the path which I would be on afterwards, and the five pillars of Islam. But once I made my shahada, I felt light. I felt at ease, and knowing that I had done so much wrong, or I had sinned so much in the past, and just by saying my shahada, that I had shed those sins, and I was new to start again. It felt good, and my life since making my shahada has been on a balance. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Nurul hidayati zara sadri huwa mubtada unsi wa umri fa'azimtu lirrahman amri wa ala khutataha mashayi ya nafhata عطرا على قلبي وروحي يا بلسما يطوي جروحي لولا الهداية ما ارتويت. So my advice to my Muslim brothers and sisters is to read, but not just read very small parts of the Quran and try to implement what you've read into your lives. And every day you read your Quran, you understand, and you try to implement it in your life. This is the beauty of Islam. You do not worry about any other books around Islam. The Quran itself, if you're searching, it is perfect. It is a perfect book for you. I have a Quran of me. It is pocket size, and it goes everywhere I go. I now highlight it in yellow, in pink, in blue, just so I can understand what I've been reading recently. So I say it again, I reiterate myself. Read, but don't just read for knowledge, read to apply to your life and make a change, because only then the Quran would affect us, and only then the Quran will fill our hearts. The Quran means to me is a wholehearted blessing which I've been shined upon. The Quran for me is like a beacon of light which shines in darkness. The Quran for me is something which I read when I'm feeling happy, when I'm feeling sad, and when I'm feeling lost. The Quran for me is everything. It is my whole life. It is not just a law, and it's not just a way of life. The Quran for me is everything. بكلام ربي يا فؤادي أشرقت روحي وتلهج للإله لساني بكلام ربي يا فؤادي أشرقت روحي وتلهج للإله لساني.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
عندي سؤال على ثلاث مراحل. المرحلة الأولى علاقتك مع أهلك قبل الإسلام، وعلاقتك مع أهلك عندما أسلمت، وعلاقتك مع أهلك الآن.
The relationship which I had with my parents before Islam was a good relationship. I wouldn't say my relationship changed much. After I had converted from Islam, it was a bit rocky for the first year or 2 years. my mum has this conception, like a lot of people in the West tend to have, that Islam is a horrible religion and it can bring out the worst in people. But alhamdulillah, after she sees me practice and she sees the way I act and I behave and she watches me pray, my dad has come to me to the masjid before and he's seen us all pray together. They are also very religious and they understand how important God is in our lives. So my wish today is to ask for funding towards I'm a Muslim and I Give Blood campaign. This is a campaign which is based in London and is also supported by the NHS in order to create awareness about blood illnesses such as diabetes and sickle cell. And my reason once again is from the portion of the Quran which tells us if we save mankind or save one person from mankind, it is as if we saved all of mankind.